This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4098 for Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. Today's show is entitled Road Trips Without GPS. It is hosted by Trey and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is a short off-the-cuff discussion of how we navigated road trips in the past.
Hello, this is Trey, and this is an off-the-cuff recording. I'm about 200 miles into a 700-mile trip from the southeastern United States to the northeastern United States. I'm not sightseeing, I'm just trying to get from point A to point B. And I made a stop, and after the stop, my GPS decided it did not want to reconnect to data. And so I thought to myself, this might be a good opportunity to share with the HPR community how I generally prepare for long-distance trips like this, and what type of redundancies I have in place for when things go a little bit pear-shaped. Now, I've been driving for a long time, more than 40 years, and long-distance driving like this, not driving a truck, not hauling any cargo, but, you know, living far away from where I grew up and traveling to see friends that live in other parts of the country and traveling around the country for work for a period of my career. I've done a lot of longer distance driving, and I really do enjoy it. And at the beginning, when I started doing it, we had maps. We had lots of paper maps. In fact, I made it a habit of making sure that I had the most recent road atlas for the roads in the United States. And a road atlas is really cool. It's a paperback, fairly thick, maybe half an inch to three quarters of an inch thick, paperback book of maps. Maps for sections of each state in the United States, because that was where I was focused. And that way, if you needed to plan a route, you could. If things changed and you needed to reference your route, you could do that. We also had something that I grew up with, which was triptychs. When my parents were planning trips, they would go to the American Automobile Association, of which they were a member, and they would get a triptych. And the triptych was basically a small, custom-made flip chart of maps for each section of the trip. So they would tell the agent at the American Automobile Association, I'm going from point A to point B, can you do a triptych? And they would figure out what the best route was. They would also often figure out alternative routes, and they would put them together in this little flip chart, so you could flip from section to section to section and know where you're going, get a little bit more detail for those sections than what you would have in like an almanac or a big folded map to try to deal with while you're driving. Now, we very rarely use maps like that anymore because we have things like GPS and amazing tools like that where our phones and our devices can tell us where to go and what speed to go and whether there's any obstacles in the road or other hazards to be aware of. And it's been a wonderful innovation, but it doesn't always work, like in this case where I do not have enough of a signal now to load the next segment of my trip. But I went ahead and had printed the trip section by section before I left. So I have the equivalent of what those triptychs used to be, and I have those available to me. So I can look and see, all right, this is where I need to go next. And to be honest, this particular trip is a trip that I've made hundreds of times, and so I'm much more familiar with the details of the trip and where I'm going and what to expect. But, you know, there's also other issues that can happen on a long trip like this. For instance, there may be road hazards. There may be backups. There may be law enforcement officers that are making sure that you're traveling at a rate of speed that is safe and consistent with what the law allows. Being aware of those types of areas allow you to travel more safely. So one of the other things that I do use when I'm traveling long distance, especially when I'm traveling by myself, is I keep a Citizens Band radio running in my vehicle. That's, I think, 27 megahertz it operates at, and many of the trucks that do long distance travel pay attention to some of the signals on that. In fact, if you hear it cut in the background here, you'll know that it's a signal coming in from there. And they'll post when there's a road hazard, when there's a backup, when there's law enforcement at a specific area that you might want to be aware of. And that can just help me have a little bit of visibility further ahead in my trip than I do without having my GPS doing what it would normally do. And this is the way I used to do it. And I still use it as a backup. And it's interesting to chat with people on the radio too once in a while, but mainly just use it to listen to see if there's hazards around. So when you are planning a trip that's going to take 10 to 12 hours like this one, it does help to be aware and to plan for redundancy. What am I going to do if my phone just dies? Or if my application that is giving me navigation cuts out, or, you know, some other issue, there's no cell signal when I'm trying to load it. So some of the old school ways are not that bad. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this little chat down memory lane and how I'm still using it today. If you like it, comment. If you don't like it, also comment, or even better, record a show of how you would approach the same situation. And look forward to hearing from you. This is Trey.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.